Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Investing doesn't have to be about greed. It doesn't have to be about benefiting at someone else's expense.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts, recording outside today. In today's episode, we're talking a little bit about perspective and gratitude. For example, did you know that there's over a billion people on planet Earth that don't have access to clean water? Furthermore, did you know that the chances of even being born at all on planet Earth are 1 in 400 trillion? That is trillion with a T. Said another way, you're more likely to win the lottery 10 times throughout your lifetime than to even be born. So I've hit on various elements of perspective and gratitude in previous episodes. I've just never made one full episode where I bring these thoughts together, and that's what we're doing here today. This show is as much about lifestyle and health and well-being as it is about finances. So take a few minutes and just be grateful that you're here with me on this show, that you're alive, that you live in America or any developed country around the world for that matter, or the fact that you're an investor and that you have any form of discretionary income where you have the choice to invest and not just have to worry about putting a roof over your head. That's the level of perspective that we're talking about. It's easy here in America with our modern day culture to get caught up with keeping up with the Joneses or to have stress and anxiety over first world problems or to confuse our needs and wants. But you know, we have a choice. We have a choice to be happy. We have a choice to be grateful. And just to be here today, I'm recording this in sunny Florida in February. It's 80 degrees. I'm in nature. It's amazing. Having perspective is probably one of the biggest things that's kept me humble and grounded for years now. I want to share a quick parable with you. This comes from J.L. Collins. He wrote a book called The Simple Path to Wealth and had financial freedom pretty early in life. And this parable is called The Monk and the Minister. It's about a monk and a minister who were childhood friends. They grew up and went their separate ways. One became a very humble monk, and the other became a very rich and established minister to the king. So they reunite later in life. They get together. They're catching up. And the minister says to the monk, and he's trying to be helpful. He says, you wouldn't have to live on rice and beans if you would just learn how to serve the king. And to that, the monk says, if you could live on rice and beans, you wouldn't have to serve the king. And I think a lot of us fall between the minister and the monk, but in my mind, it's a little better to be closer to the monk's mentality. That reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, that you can be twice as rich by desiring half as much.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you a real estate investor looking to break into the multifamily investing space? Have you heard of MFIN Con happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 12th through the 14th? The Multifamily Investor Nation Convention is a place to learn from over 60 high-level apartment investors while networking with more than 700 additional investors. If that's not enough for you,
A-Rod, yep, Alex Rodriguez, 12-time Major League Baseball All-Star with over $700 million of commercial real estate assets, will be live and in person speaking at the event. Also speaking is the one and only Dr. Robert Cialdini, the godfather of influence and the award-winning author. I personally love his books. So be sure to secure your tickets to this live in-person event before they're gone. Go to mfincon.com for more details. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Visit mfincon.com today. Use the promo code BESTEVER to get $200 off your tickets. That's mfincon.com.
Now, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. That's none of my business, but I do think it's worth considering these three things. Number one, what is the optimal life or lifestyle that you would like to have? Number two, are you moving closer towards that goal? And number three, are you leveraging the power of passive income to help get you there? So in reflection of these points, there's three reasons I like to invest in value-add multifamily private placements. Number one is that they really can be hands-off. In other words, they free up my time so I can spend my time on things that I love and enjoy doing in life. Number two, they do often produce passive income, have the potential for equity upside, and in a lot of cases can produce tax benefits to help you maximize your returns. And number three is that a true value-add business plan really can improve the lives of others, and I've seen it firsthand. A value-add business plan to me should elevate the lifestyle of others. It should create a sense of community. It should make the community safer. It should bring newer and nicer amenities to the people who live there. So investing doesn't have to be about greed. It doesn't have to be about benefiting at someone else's expense. To me, it's all about helping other people, building financial independence for yourself and for your family. And after all, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and we pass away, it becomes about charity anyway. We have to give it away because we can't take the money to the grave. So enjoy life and happy investing, everybody. Something to think about here for the week. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. I know this was a short episode, just a thought that I wanted to share with you guys today. If I can ever be a resource, let's connect. Social media, LinkedIn, Bigger Pockets, Instagram, Facebook, at Passive Investor Tips. Have a best ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.